Jacken News. Trending now. Trending now.
Op die paaie, daar is stadige verkeer in Pretoria op die N1 Noord op pad na Garsfonteinweg se afrit en jy kan ook baie stadige verkeer verwag op pad na die Pomulani Tolplaza ook op die N1 Noord.
Voting is in progress to choose the country's deputy speaker of the National Assembly, and only after that will the president be chosen. Seems like it's going to be a long night. The Department of Health, meanwhile, confirmed another case of mpox in the country. The latest is a patient of 39 years old in Northcliffe in Johannesburg. And then a fun fact from the USA. Donald Trump, whose attempt at a White House rerun is based in large part on attacking President Joe Biden as old and feeble, turned 78 today. So with growing questions also over his own mental and physical health, whoever wins the election in November will set a new age record. So at 81, Biden is already the oldest man to hold office and would continue to be so, while if Trump wins, he would become the oldest ever at an inauguration. More news at 7. Aubrey Grobler from PSG Wealth in Pretoria East kicks off the Business Minute abroad.
Markets in Europe ended off the week on a lower note, with the German DAX closing 1.4% lower and the FTSE ending the day 0.2% in the red. The French markets came under some pressure today and closed 2.6% lower, marking its worst week since March 2022. The index plunged more than 6% in 5 trading sessions after Emmanuel Macron's shock decision to call a snap election on Sunday.
Things aren't looking much better in America.
US markets also followed their global peers lower, with the S&P 500 currently trading 0.4% lower and the tech-heavy Nasdaq 0.3% in the red. But it's not all doom and gloom. Adobe is currently trading 14.3% higher after the company announced results that exceeded market expectations. The company reported record revenue, which grew 10% when compared to the same period last year, while their net income expanded by 21%.
A dollar is trading at 18 Rand 40, a euro at 19 Rand 68, and a pound at 23 Rand 33. Gold is trading at $2,330.09 per fine ounce, and oil at $82.75 per barrel of Brent crude.
Well, we start off with some golfing news, where it's almost midway through the round 2 of the US Open. Patrick Cantlay is still yet to tee off. He's still at the top of the leaderboard, but with him is Tommy Dietrich. He's on 4 under par for the day. That makes him 5 under. Another big mover, Hideki Matsuyama, on 4 under as well for the day. He is 2 under. That means he's a further 3 shots off the pace as well. So the South African's not doing too great. Jarvis is the best place South African at the moment in terms of the 4 that are representing us there, and he's tied for 59th. Jake White says that the Vodacom Bulls will empty the tank in one of the biggest games in franchise history when they clash against Leinster at Loftus Versfeld. We heard the president of the Bulls, Willem Strauss, saying that they've got 9 of the 12 of the 15 players who started in that Irish game that beat the Springboks. So it's going to be one that needs all of our support at Loftus tomorrow. Springbok captain Siya Kolisi and his Rising 92 side have got to be on point on Sunday in the French top 14 playoff, and an equally star-studded Bordeaux Begley side, and Racing edged into the knockout stages last weekend because of their head-to-head results with 7th place Castres, and this was a potential semi-final. Well, they're setting up against Parisian rival Stade Francais as well. Staying with rugby news, Zane Davids and Shilton van Wyk returned to the Springbok 7 squad that's going to contest the World Rugby 7's repêchage, and that's happening in Monaco from the 21st to the 23rd of June. The South Africans will play Mexico, Tonga and Chile in pool tournament, and the winner, of course, will get the last spot for Rugby Sevens at the Paris 2024 Olympics. And Afghanistan claimed a 7-wicket victory